Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big night tonight. Finally, people are coming back to watch live theater. What does this mean to you after a year and a half of kind of craziness?
It's been 504 days since we've had people in the theater, and it's exciting to be able to welcome them back into Shays live, together, in person, sharing the theater experience, listening to performers sing some very favorite Disney hits, but coming back downtown, going to restaurants, being out, still being safe, but being able to enjoy theater together is really important. Healing is... Theater is very healing, and we need that right now in particular. And while during the COVID crisis, at the height of it, the arts weren't as essential, there were other essential things that we as a society needed to take care of. But I think the arts are even more essential now as we come out of COVID and try to stay out of COVID and regather ourselves as a society and come together again.
So what are we seeing tonight?
Tonight we're going to see music. Here's singers and music from music of Disney on Broadway, some of the greatest hits that you know, including songs from Mary Poppins. And we have the original Mary Poppins from the Broadway production joining us tonight, the original Tarzan, one of the great Aladdins who had played in Buffalo, and then after he left Buffalo went on to play Aladdin in London, and it's just a great cast doing a lot of wonderful songs, and some great musicians that came in from New York as well. They just did this production this past weekend. They did four performances in New York at the New Amsterdam Theater, and they did very well, and they're excited to be able to come to Buffalo and do this.
You said it's been over 500 days since the last production here. Talk about how difficult the pandemic has been for you, for Shays, and the arts, as you mentioned before. Talk about what it's been like.
The pandemic was a very difficult time, and it still is. Trying to survive through all of this, keep the organization running. All of the arts organizations in Buffalo suffered a great deal, and we're very grateful to the support that we've gotten in trying to recover from that. But the work is still out there to do. We still have to make sure people feel comfortable coming back in. It's been wonderful having stagehands back in the theater and our wardrobe crew, and today we have performers rehearsing this afternoon, and being able to welcome them back and hear the theater alive and see the lights moving on stage and the musicians is just really spectacular. And to be able to come out of COVID this way, warming up the theater with the music of Disney, and then we open Frozen on September 10th. And the cast will be here rehearsing in just two more weeks. We're excited to be having them in Buffalo and getting to rehearse the whole show here and then put it back on the stage. It had been on tour at the beginning of COVID, so they, of course, had to shut the tour down, but they were bringing it back and starting it out in Buffalo.
And obviously, I don't need to explain this to you, but the arts, especially this district, is very dependent on each other as far as businesses are concerned. Restaurant, people go out to eat, people go out afterwards. Talk about what it's like to eventually get this corridor back alive and well.
The restaurants, as we all know, have suffered terribly, and we feel that it's a very symbiotic relationship between us and entertainment downtown, whether it be restaurants or bars and clubs. We all depend on each other a great deal. And to be able to reopen together has been really nice to see everything reopening downtown and people out walking again and having a great time, having a drink somewhere or a meal, or now being able to go back to the theaters and clubs. And the economic impact on downtown Buffalo is very important. For example, with Frozen, we're going to have thousands of hotel nights with all the people that are coming in from New York to work on the production. They'll be here for over 4 weeks just working on the production, and then there will be 2 weeks of performances. So hotel nights, people eating meals, people buying things from local vendors, all very important to the economy. The local economic impact just from Frozen will be about $20 million. And that's just because of the show teching here. Then we have all the other shows that we do, and the economic impact is very significant from them. In addition, we're also teching and launching two other shows this season, Tootsie, immediately following Frozen, and then To Kill a Mockingbird. We'll be teching and launching that tour in the spring, and that's starring Richard Thomas, whom everyone knows as John Boy Walton. Which you're too young to know John Boy Walton.
I don't know. There are some people that will know, so... So the economic impact, $20 million, is that typical for, is that almost every show that comes in?
It varies depending on the length of the run and the teching. So in the case of Frozen, it's going to be at least that. And with Tootsie, probably close to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like Hamilton, how much would you say?
Oh, Hamilton, although it's not teching here, it's a three-week run,
right.
And that also brings in a lot of people from out of town who come from the neighboring states and Canada. We're also hoping that the border is able to reopen soon, because a lot of Southern Ontarians come to Shays to see shows, and we know how important our sports teams are to them as well.
How concerned are you now that we are again starting to see a rise in cases? Your County Executive Mark Poloncarz earlier this week said we are bordering on having to mask indoors again. What does this mean for you? Are you concerned about this going forward?
I'm concerned about everyone's health, and I want everyone to know that at Shays we're following all the CDC, New York State, Erie County guidelines tonight for the concert. People who are vaccinated do not need to wear a mask, and people who are not are required to wear a mask, but we are not checking for proof of vaccination. It's on the honor system.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything about tonight? Anything about moving forward?
It is great to be able to reopen downtown and to know that the theaters are opening up. We'll be opening up Shays 710 in October. Irish Classical Theater, Road Less Traveled, all our neighboring theaters will be opening up through the fall and winter. And to be able to welcome back, that's so important to us. And for people to gather together again and share those experiences in a live theater. When what's most magical for me is when the lights dim, the orchestra tunes, and the stage lights come up, and you're being transported to another place. That is what theater is about. You learn, you share. You go to places you might not have ever been or thought of, and the experiences that those performers provide you is pretty amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.